a place to be me, where you get to experience life. Life is a journey, not a guided tour. If you want the rainbow, you have to go through the rain.
Welcome back, guys. Thank you so much for joining us again. Listen, I'm going to dive right into it. Last week, we spoke about beauty, core beliefs. We have some amazing guest speakers that are willing to share a lot of personal things that they have experienced around core beliefs and beauty and what that looks like. We have Miss Naya, we have Miss Jasmine, we have Miss Majesty, and we have Miss Tanisha, and they are willing to share some of the experiences that they have had with their experience growing up in childhood, adolescence, family dynamics. And we're going to continue this conversation about what they have experienced and how that has shaped their idea and their image of beauty and how it impacts their self-esteem, their dating life, their relationships, their professional development, and different things of that nature. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and let Miss Tracy take over the next set of questions. Go ahead, Miss Ma'am.
All right, we're going to find out exactly what you got from your mama on today when it comes to how it really impacts on everything we talked about on last week. I'm going to try to focus on how it is impacting you now as an adult, how it impacts the way you dress, the way you carry yourself, the way you view yourself, your self-confidence. So can you share what you got from your mama this week? Come on, Miss Naya.
I can definitely share what I got from my mama. I definitely got my confidence from my mother. I feel like as an adult, I am a very confident woman. In my childhood and even in my adulthood, the foundation has definitely always been about our faith. And as an adolescent going on to adulthood, finding my way back to my faith has definitely been something that I definitely cherish and respect and I'm proud of nowadays. So I'd say how I dress and how I treat myself and how I treat others is definitely a response or a reaction from my personal values from my childhood and my faith. So I know I get my faith from my mama because she is a fearful woman of God and I am too. So I would say that's definitely what I get from my mom and how I carry myself and how I dress. My confidence is something that I take seriously. Even if I'm having a bad day, I can look in the mirror, talk to myself, give me a quick 5-second pep talk and say, "You a queen, carry on." And that's just what I do.
I'd say the biggest thing that I feel like I got from my mom is how I carry myself. I always notice how she moved through a room and how people responded to that. And so I tend to be very mindful about how I make the people around me feel. And sometimes I overthink it, of course, but I think that's a really big thing that I treasure in my womanhood. And as I grow, making sure that people see my faith in me, but people also see who I am as a woman through my confidence and my self-esteem.
I'll definitely say my confidence and the way I dress and carry myself as well. I got that from my mom. She got an okay style to her. It's not too bad. But the biggest thing I also got from her is just smiling. She's always smiling, especially like she just said, when you enter a room or how you walk through a room, she's always smiling. Like, that's a big thing for her. And I also got, I guess, being driven and ambitious from my mom. She's always been just getting things done in a major entrepreneur, but also my beliefs and faith as well. She actually made that my middle name. So she always tell me, I know what I named you, and to always have faith and believe in myself, no matter what.
All right. That's, again, I love to hear. I don't know if all of all your mamas with sisters are related somewhere down in the tree, to see that how from different parts of the world, different dynamics and everything within the household, that is, we have so much in common, so much in common. So that's really, really, really good. Now we've been hearing all the good stuff we done got from our mama. So I'm gonna take it off the page a little bit. What's one of the negative or one of the bad things, like, oh yeah, I got this from my mama too as an adult, that I'm trying to get rid of? Come on, Miss Naya. You know you going first. And yes, that is my daughter.
Negative.
Of being real so we can help.
I would say it's not going to come off as negative, but to me as an adult, I can see how it negatively has impacted me. I'm going to say the caring spirit and the kind-heartedness that you instilled in me. So from a child watching a woman, you know, give her last to anybody she meets, you know, that's how me and my siblings were raised, to, you know, be kind-hearted, be, you know, loving, to caring to strangers, or to give our last to people that, you know, may not have it. And I kind of had to break that pattern for myself and learn the word no. Sometimes I find myself like overextending myself because I feel like that's what I learned, that's what I know, and that's a part of me. But creating those boundaries and being able to use the word no sometimes just so I can breathe, or not overextend myself, because I used to find myself overextending myself for people who may not do it for me, or for ones they may be family or they may be like a close friend, but in the end, of course, it's something that is not reciprocated. And I feel like I had to learn myself to kind of cut ties with that, still be loving and still be caring and still be, you know, mindful and have that spirit, but just creating those boundaries within myself.
And those boundaries, still learning. I'm glad you're gonna have to teach the teacher now.
I am.
How about you, Miss T?
I'm trying to think. I think so in my household, like, my mom is like the queen of the house, like, but it can be a little toxic, because she can, you know, be controlling a little bit. So my parents have been married for 20 something years. And so I find that, you know, she can kind of, you know, like I said, be a little controlling to my father, but he's like willing to do whatever for her. And so I guess this comes like with the dating and stuff we're gonna get into, but I find myself sometimes, you know, in that kind of mindset that, you know, people have to kind of, you know, I guess kind of walk to my beat sometimes. And so that, like I said, that could be a little toxic. And so I'm working on that, like I said, especially in that that dating scene.
Me too, Miss T. I got you, girl.
Everybody nodding their head. Even the controlling wife at times. You know, a happy wife is a happy life. That's what the word on the street say. How about you, Miss Jasmine?
Honestly, mine is kind of silly. I'll be ready to go. So when I say that, I'm very selfish about my time, being placed for too long, and that's something that me and my mom have in common. Kind of introverted, so at times, you know, friends max, you want to go here? No, girl, I don't want to go. But then at the same time, then I'm like, dang, I see them on Instagram or something, and they're like, they're having a ball. So I feel like sometimes that selfishness that I feel like my mom shows and that I show with our time and our space, it can affect us with building relationships with people and get away of the quality time that people need.
Ms. Majesty?
I'll say mine is a gift and a curse from my mom, but it's being independent and self-sufficient. My mom is a single mom of me and my brother. So it was just all you have is yourself. And, you know, even when it comes to other people or depending or relying on them, it's a pet peeve of mine. If you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, I don't like that. And I might distance myself, but I definitely got that from my mom. But just getting things done yourself. And I won't say not asking for help, but if you do it yourself, it's going to get done the right way and how you want it done. So I'm super independent. She's super independent. And now I think she's like 51, but I look at her now and I just sometimes her independence is kind of domineering. So I see her interactions with men or, you know, my stepdad. And I'm just like, okay, I can't be like that. It's really, I want it done now, or I'm gonna get it done now. And if she's gonna do something, she's gonna do it. She's not waiting for anyone.
And it's funny, it's all of us, we're all shaking our head. Either we understand because our mother was like that, or we shaking our head because, yep, that's exactly how I am. And so again, to have been raised in different places and circumstances and everything different, we have so much in common. So for those that are listening, you are not out there alone. You're not out there alone. So again, this dialogue is to help to strengthen and to show that change can happen, that some things you accept. I like what Ms. Naya said is about setting boundaries, that our parents did their best. And again, as a parent, you try to instill and make the right choices based on whether it's your experience or the circumstances at hand. But now that y'all are coming, you know, y'all adults are functioning adults, that you get to make changes and make new choices for yourself, for your children. If you got nieces and nephews, you know, the parenting styles changes over the years based on what's happening in the world. You know, now the approach that I took or my mother took, you really can't apply it now because one, like we got whoopings, like later for a spanking, they would definitely call that abuse right now, you know? So now you got to learn how to really talk to your children, like, and give them that space. And like Naya said, being in the military, like you, when I want something, I give you your opinion, I give you the answer to tell to me, you know, I'm not asking you really having as much dialogue as parents might have today. But it's very important. And even hearing from y'all stories, like, did they ever ask you, Majesty, what you feel comfortable in wearing? You know, if they would have took that time, it would have made, you know, a little bit, do you want your hair cut? Do you want a perm? Instead of just, no, you're not going to have it. You have to have it. But just to have that dialogue. So it's really, really good. But again, y'all have some amazing mothers. I'll tell you that right now. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay, so when it comes to dating, how has it impacted your dating life or with relationships? Don't nobody? Come on, Miss Naya, you gonna be the first out to shoot.
I feel like it does have an impact on my dating life, but honestly, I don't even understand my dating life sometimes. Like, especially looking at past situations, I just be like, what was I thinking? But I think sometimes, especially like for me, the values that were put in me as a child and, you know, developing in different ways as an adult, I think sometimes that does get lost when you are dating and opening your world to other people, because I can count numerous situations when I'm dating and I may have lost that specific value, or even maybe have struggled with having high self-esteem or struggled with low self-esteem in dating and settled. So being able to dating for me really is talking to like my mom or one of my friends about, you know, what's going on and helping me snap back into my reality sometimes. Because sometimes in my past, I felt like I did settle and it had to play itself out. So I think for me, I definitely did lose sense of who I was sometimes dating. Now I'm, you know, at a very consistent and steady ship where I'm dating with a purpose and I'm trying to date individuals who are at the same faith level as me or have the same values as me or, you know, respects me, you know, help me boost my self-esteem. And we boost each other up. We're building each other up opposed to earlier in my dating, you know, dating life. And it's just like kind of going through the motions and it just accepting whatever sometimes for me personally.
Hi, Ms. Majesty. Go ahead.
This is funny because I'm coming to terms with a lot of things now at 30, but I think I have a skewed view on real dating or marriage in general, just because of course, my mom and my dad, and also the women in my family. It's not a lot of married people or married women in my family. My mom's been married 3 times. My dad's been married 3 times. And so from there, I just kind of like, okay, is this realistic? Or, you know, it's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, the fear behind failure. Or so I'm just trying to formulate my own ideas and beliefs behind marriage or just dating and love in general. And trying to tell myself that I can have a different story or narrative than my mom or my grandmas or my aunts. But it's also like, no, I'm okay. So I'm kind of navigating that, actually, right now in life. But nothing stops the show. So I do kind of get that from my mom as well, that I guess life goes on. Mm-hmm. With or without a partner and love, but I also don't want to be in my 50s alone as well, because my grandma's 75 and she hasn't been any, I've never seen my grandma date anyone, so all those type of things is kind of like, and so she's home alone now, so I don't want to be like that as well, so just everything.
I think that, thank you for sharing that, because that definitely taps into what exactly we're talking about as far as the experiences that we see from our childhood, from our adulthood, from our adolescence, and how that impacts us, how we use those narratives to formulate our core beliefs and how we want to change different things. And sometimes we don't know how to change different things, but having these conversations help us to articulate really what we're feeling and how to shape our future. So three snaps. Thank you.
But it's also very different if you decide to bring those core beliefs into the present, because everything has changed tremendously. So it's hard to really, if you want to bring those beliefs into the present, it's very difficult, because we're talking about 5 or 10 years ago, how things have changed and they're constantly changing. So it would be hard for people if they didn't want to bring those beliefs in the present because of the ever changing of the society we live in.
But it's definitely important to establish your core beliefs or reestablish your core beliefs. Make sure you have some core beliefs and whatever they are, you stay true to your core beliefs so you don't lose sight of who you are. Like, be true to yourself first, especially when it comes to relationships, because if you find yourself changing everything you believe for person A, when that relationship doesn't work, you're only good for person A. And then when you meet person B, they require something else. And there you go, changing again. And now you got a mix of A and B. And then when you go to C, you really don't really know who you are anymore. So if you have these core beliefs and you take that here, here, and here, you got a better shot of presenting who you are to that person, opposed to a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a whole lot of this, and none of that at all. Miss Jasmine, we're not gonna leave you out of the scene. Now, come on. Did you get it from your mama?
I was struggling with this question. I feel like my brain was all over the place with the thoughts of it. I say my mom told me about all the experiences and things that she's been through, the horror stories, some good stories. And so I feel like I've always been kind of like trying not to make the same mistakes. Though along with that, I have had some mishaps, but now in my adulthood, trying to be very intentional about who I date, who could potentially be a spouse, because something I also find myself wanting is like a family that, you know, no divorce, none of that. You know, you see your parents. My parents are remarried, and I love both of my bonus parents, but it's nothing like being able to be in one household. And it's something that I had to learn and grow with, but it is something that I desire for my future family. And so really taking those values and taking all those things that I said and trying to push towards that goal.
Man, oh man, oh man. Y'all ladies have been, and I won't even say like, it's been more than an inspiration just in hearing your transparencies in the stories, knowing that all relationship with mothers and daughters are not great. Some you have not even speaking to each other and things like that. But to know that some of the decisions that we make are based on those things that were instilled in us as a little child. And if you don't get them addressed, that you can grow up and try and be experiencing those, whether it's through anxiety, depression, or whatever. And a lot of it is formed as that child. And so when you have that that nurturer, whether your mother raised you, your grandmother, your auntie, your sister, that those things that get instilled to help you to develop those core values are important. So if you take that role, because y'all don't have children yet, to be mindful of what you are speaking into the lives of other people, like at all times, for sure. That's what makes us beautiful. What you got, Ms. Smith? What you got?
So our final question is, what did you receive as it relates to your mom? How has your relationship with your moms and values and beliefs affect your professional and casual relationships? So once again, how have some of the values and beliefs you received from your mom upbringing regarding beauty and some of those sayings that they have that she has expressed to you, how has it affected your professional and casual relationships?
I personally think for me, they definitely affected my professional relationships because I've always wanted to be like my mama, be you know, her profession, her, you know, just having her heart and her will. So being able to be in a position or profession to project some of those good affirmations or project some of those good behaviors and positivity to people have really helped shape who I am as an adult. Professionally, I work in foster care and of course do therapy as well, but being in a space where you have so many young women who have low self-esteem, who are struggling with their identities and who are struggling with some of their mindsets because some of the trauma that they've been through, being able to be with them in that moment and influence them or push them to, you know, being the best that they can be and seeing their abilities and instilling that confidence in them or helping instilling that confidence in them. I think my casual relationships has helped me because I do the same thing with my friends and my friends are always calling me like, Naya, you know, I love talking to you. You make me feel so good and positive and, you know, you are always a light when I talk to you. And that's how I've always felt after talking to my mother or being around my mother. So I think that's how it helped me professionally and casually.
How about you, Miss Tanisha?
I can relate to Naya as far as, you know, wanting to kind of be the person that my mom is. My mom is definitely like the definition of being unapologetically her. You know, she carries herself in a way, going back to, you know, what I talked about last episode, as far as, you know, she has that confidence, you know, from the biblical standpoint and things like that. And she, like I said, is just unapologetically herself. And she, you know, she lights up rooms. She's a talker now. You know, I'm kind of different in that aspect, but you know, but she, like I said, she's just a light to other people. And so, you know, in spaces, you know, I try to also be, you know, unapologetically myself. I am somebody who, you know, is, you know, willing to help others and, you know, things like that. And so, I do that, you know, the same, like Naya was saying, as far as, you know, my friendships and things like that, you know, I'm kind of the, you know, go-to person. And so, you know, that is how I kind of, I guess, portray the same kind of characteristics as my mother.
And it's amazing how, from what I'm hearing from you all, how you all watch and learn. And this is a very important episode, as Miss Sasha said, because sometimes, well, most of the time, people learn by watching. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, as women, we need to be mindful as it relates to how we carry ourselves, because the number one lesson is people watch us. And they pick up from those behaviors. So you can talk all you want to as it relates to what you want them to do and how you want them to do it. But the number one model is your behavior, how you watch and how they receive those interpretations regarding the behaviors. Majesty and Janice, Majesty, please.
Kind of what Tanisha and I said, of course, with just being the light and being, you know, your individual self. And as far as professionalism, I always look the part. If she saw sometimes how I always have on sweatpants, she might not like that. But she also always, you know, looked the part and have on nice clothes, integrity for sure, and just being trustworthy, you know, within all of your relationships. Mm-hmm. And how, I lost my train. There was one more thing. I lost my train of thought. Sorry about that. But definitely in the light and having integrity for mm-hmm. sure, and instilling something into other people. My mom is a cosmetologist and a hair instructor as well. So just being a listening ear, or, you know, sowing the small seed that could possibly make someone's day or week. Mm-hmm. So I definitely gained that from her.
All right, Jasmine, you can take us home.
Yeah, I'd say professionally and even casually, I think the biggest thing is my mom has instilled in me is enjoying the process and enjoying the moments that we're in, because so many times we keep chasing after what we want to do, the next thing, where you want to be, and I'm very, very guilty of doing this. And so really just enjoying the things that we go through and using them for our good to help us continue to grow.
Now I'm going to ask our guests what professional field their parents are in, their moms are in. And I want you to, and then we're going to see something. Tanisha, what professional field your mom in?
So my mom has always been an educator. She had her own daycare for 25 years. And then recently she switched to being a teacher in the last 3 years in the school system, still working with pre-K students.
Mm-hmm. Jasmine?
My mom is in human services. She's done social services, working with a nonprofit organization.
Majesty?
My mom has been a hairdresser since 1993, the year I was born. And then she opened her own hair salon when I was like 13 or 14 years old. And then she started teaching. So she's been an instructor at like the community colleges and the beauty schools since I was in high school as well. So that's what she does full time now.
And Naya, take us home. What profession is your mom in?
My mom is a retired Army. She served in the Army, I want to say 33 years. And along with being in the Army, she is also a minister, and she also does counseling services.
Okay. And Tanisha, what field are you in?
I am an outpatient mental health therapist.
Majesty?
I am a licensed clinical mental health counselor.
And Jasmine?
Outpatient mental health therapist.
And Naya?
I am a regional director at a foster care agency, and I do outpatient mental health therapy.
And it's amazing. Subconsciously, you all are in the helping profession as your parent, as your mom is. So that lets us know how, you know, modeling behavior
has. You got it from your mama. You got it from
right. me. Subconsciously too, because, you know, subconsciously we pick up those behaviors. So it's very important that we be mindful how we carry ourselves as it relates to our behaviors. Just as simple as that. This is true evidence as it relates to that. All right, Sasha.
I can't thank you guys enough how appreciative we are of you guys being vulnerable, being raw, and sharing your experiences, because I definitely think that it has touched someone else's life. So thank you so much, guys, for sharing your truth with us. And audience, I definitely hope that you chime in for our next session, and we will be hosting some upcoming trainings about our different healing hubs around what that looks like for really healing and thriving from the things that we've gotten from our parents and from our moms. So I definitely think that this is something of a continuation for that conversation. And also, just to tap in, that a next series will definitely be on fear of failure, and then what beauty looks like as far as in the male, in the male identified genre and gender of beauty. So I definitely hope that you guys check in, tune in for our next episodes where we have these conversations. Again, our workshop is coming up for women to be in a healing environment, healing atmosphere, where we can really talk about some of the things that we've learned, good, bad, and ugly. Okay. Good, bad, and ugly from our mamas, Woo. From our daddies, and how we continue to grow from that. So until next time, take care of yourself so that we can take care of each other, guys. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Just Me Therapy podcast. If you are seeking further one-on-one diagnoses, interventions, and treatment plans, please consider scheduling an appointment with an individual counselor at Journeys Counseling Center, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Journeys can be reached at 336-294-1349. The mission of Just Me Therapy podcast is to use authentic conversations to uplift one's mind, body, and soul. The goal of Just Me Therapy is to offer affordable education and insight to individuals who experience financial barriers to accessing individualized behavioral health care services. With that being said, the information, including opinions, advice, and recommendations discussed in this podcast, are intended for individual, informational, and educational purposes only. Such information is not intended to substitute the recommendations of your own licensed therapist or healthcare professional. Although we are licensed behavioral health professionals, we are not your licensed behavioral health professional. As a result, the advice mentioned on this podcast should not replace the recommendations offered by your own qualified health professional.